We're blessed because of him.
Yeah.
He is the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not blessed because of what you have.
Yeah.
You're blessed because of him. Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit. Blessings versus good things.
Yes.
Yes, and I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, this was Misha's heavy revy.
Heavy revy of the week.
Uh-huh. Heavy revelation. So,
I guess I was, in my mind, just going through it, how I'm blessed. I think that's how I began. I don't really remember. But anyway, I was thinking about, like, me getting married or... Not war.
Just that. Let's be real. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. just me getting married. And I realized that, like, being married is not a blessing.
Clicks out.
Literally. It is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say? He says something really profound. Have mercy. Yeah, getting married,
mm-hmm.
or like the difference between you and I,
mm-hmm.
and in Genesis,
oh.
I think I was reading Genesis, and when he created man, he called it good.
Oh yeah.
He said that we were good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that just trickled down the rabbit hole in my mm-hmm. thought process, and then he said, like, everyone is blessed. And everyone also has good things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about getting married and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
thinking how husbands aren't the reason why I'm blessed.
Right.
It is a good thing. But it is not considered a blessing.
Right.
And because I was thinking about my life mm-hmm. and everything. And how like shoot. Like, if half the things that people call blessings...
Right. Houses, kids,
husbands. And I ain't got that. So am I less blessed?
Right.
And then, yeah. And so I remember I drove home and I called my best friend. One of my best friends.
Savannah jumps over and strangles
me. Literally. How dare you?
On the podcast and everything. I'm kidding. I'm weak.
I called one of my friends.
Oh, I'm weak.
And I was like, yo, I think I would be okay if I never got married. And like, yeah. I used to not think that way at all.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about, you know, Holy Spirit showing me that, like, I have good things in life. And mm-hmm. Savannah has good things in life. Mm-hmm. And they may look differently, but we're all blessed.
We're equally, yeah,
blessed. And I didn't know... I can't tell you what I thought blessed meant. Because mm-hmm. I don't think I was in too much of an understanding of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was still settling in my mind. And I knew it was right. And I asked Holy Spirit for, like, confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just in case. Because I'm like, this is so... off isn't of what
it's
everyone
just crazy. Yeah, that the Holy Spirit told you that and you didn't have like the Bible to like back it.
No,
you just heard his voice. But when we looked it up in the Bible, you were right.
And so then I asked for a confirmation or whatever, and I woke up at like 4 a.m and Brandon, like, I was watching YouTube
mm-hmm.
and he went to a prison
mm-hmm.
And I just started crying because these prisoners, like, didn't have
many good things,
but, like, they were so satisfied in him that it didn't matter what they had,
mm-hmm.
like, of this world. And they were like, I've never felt more free in my life.
While they're in physical prison.
And they're in physical prison. And I think that just, like, confirmed to me that, like, we all have good things, which is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's not your blessing.
Right.
And stuff like that. So, it just, that was just the, like, the baby, you know. I didn't know what I was.
Right. And then me, the teacher in me.
Literally.
Was I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up every time the word blessed is mentioned in the New Testament. Because I knew what you said was right. But I was like, I just wonder if someone were to argue that, like.
Right.
How to say that it's right. So some of the differences between blessings and good things.
So blessings are eternal. They're lasting. Good things.
Come and go. Mm-hmm.
And
they don't last.
Right.
So houses, land, husbands, wives, jobs, families, clothes. They're good things, but they're not blessings.
Mm-mm.
And so we know that when we have good things, we give thanks because we know God gives good gifts to his children.
Yes.
But the other thing that you said.
It puts them in its rightful place. And, that's what I was talking about. Like just getting married or something like that. Like,
right. If you do in the future.
Yes. Then he would be in his rightful place.
Yep.
And like.
Not above Christ.
Not above Christ at all. People, things, places, homes,
mm-hmm.
all those things that we would have counted as like a good. Blessing.
Yeah, because that's what you say. Like, oh, we're so blessed.
Yeah, we're so blessed.
But
like, no, dude, that ain't it.
Yeah.
Like,
we have, those are good things. We are blessed no matter what we have. Because if that were the case, that would mean that the people in the underground churches in like China.
Right.
Are not blessed because they don't have anything.
Right.
Or like in Africa or, right. you know, like all these places where like there's like tribes that could, you know, yeah. know Jesus and are they not blessed?
And I just think they're blessed. Because of where we live, like it's just so easy.
America's idea of what a good life looks like,
yeah.
you know.
And it just ain't right, y'all.
No. And, so now we know that whether you have or do not have these things, good things, you're equally blessed.
Yes.
So we all have different good things, but we all have the same blessings.
Yes.
And so.
So Savannah, what is a blessing?
Yes. So the first time that blessed is mentioned is the Sermon on the Mount, mm-hmm. where Jesus gives the Beatitudes, which this is where Jesus is sharing what his kingdom is like, which completely contrasts the law, because the law was like, you do this and you're blessed, you don't do this, or you disobey and you're cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their blessings like really benefit the flesh, which mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll talk about in a future episode. But Jesus gives his blessings, which are the Beatitudes, which I never liked to read those before.
Yeah.
Like you don't hear many sermons on the Beatitudes because it's like.
Because it's not really that.
Blessed are the hungry and the thirsty, the poor, you know, those who mourn, those who are persecuted, like. You know, we don't really want to talk about those things.
Yeah.
And so that's the first time that it's mentioned. And the definition of beatitude means supreme blessedness, a state of utmost bliss.
Wow.
And so it's like, oh, it's so beautiful that in the bad times, the gift of the gospel is that we get to experience a state of utmost bliss and supreme blessedness.
Wow.
While we're mourning, while we're being persecuted, while we're dying, while we're like giving our life for Christ. Jayla at the retreat talking about the story of Paul and Silas in prison.
So good.
Literally so good. A whole episode could be about that.
Literally.
But just like how they had just been flogged and beaten and then they're thrown in prison and they're worshiping and singing to God. And it's like they're not doing that to get something out of God. Or like, like maybe if God sees me do this, he'll let me go. Like, they're doing that because they're experiencing
the bliss.
The supreme blessedness, a state of utmost bliss in the middle of their persecution. And then the other prisoners see that, and they must have received something while they were in there. Because when the shackles come off and the prison's open, they don't even leave.
They don't even leave.
Because they didn't want the guard to kill himself.
Right.
And because they knew it wasn't about them. And because they knew that, like, the prisoners that you just talked about in Brandon Lake.
Right.
With him, like, they knew that the freedom that they had received in their heart was greater than any physical freedom.
Which is literally.
Yeah. Like, they didn't even need the physical freedom anymore because what they found within was so great. And so we get to experience supreme blessedness in a state of utmost bliss, no matter what good things we have or don't have.
Yeah.
And that fully explains, because I used to be confused, like, why is America so blessed compared to other countries? Does God not care about other countries? Like,
but it's like, it has nothing to do.
Yeah, it's like, I'm thankful that, like, I am born into really great circumstances. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, just like good things, their circumstances,
and they will fade.
They could change. And I, when God was showing us the differences between the covenants, this idea was kind of hitting me at the same time, and I was just like reading the Beatitudes, and I just started crying. And I just heard God say, like, hold on to it loosely. So, like, we have good things that we're thankful for, and we hold on to them loosely in this life, because they're fading.
Yeah.
And just today, Brayden was talking about blessed are those who mourn, and then I was talking to you about it.
Yeah, that.
That's heavy. Like,
well, I should share about the thanks.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of mourning.
Yeah. So, y'all. On our way back from the retreat, when I was driving, I just got a picture. It wasn't a picture. It was like a flashback to when my grandpa passed. And, I mean, we're going to update the... In the first season, I talked about, like, giving thanks...
for his life, like,
yeah, like, I was giving thanks for my grandpa's life,
and that was how you got through,
and that's how I got through it, and
abounding in thanksgiving, for
abounding
what
in Thanksgiving, yes, for what I had. And then I got a picture. I keep saying picture. I got a flashback of when I was giving thanks to God about my grandpa's life, and Holy Spirit didn't say anything, but it was more of an impression. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I still had it wrong.
Yeah.
And
like, it's good to be thankful for,
yes,
his life.
Right. But I think God was just showing me something deeper. Mm-hmm. And
the real reason you were thankful.
Yeah. And the Paul and Silas really, I think, stirred my spirit into this revelation, like, oh my gosh, they weren't thankful for, like, the things that will fade.
Right.
They were thankful for him. Mm-hmm. That's how they got through their trials, or it wasn't
because they had a great wife at home.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right. And I was, when I was thanking God for my grandpa, like, it was still off, because
that's so good.
It's about him.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how you can consider it pure joy.
Right.
And, you know, I tried, you know, it still got me through to where I am, where I am at now, but.
But it was Jesus that got you through.
But it was Jesus that got me through it.
Right.
Not
that's so
me giving thanks of my grandpa.
Yeah.
I love that man.
Yes.
But, like, he does not take away. Like, it is Jesus, man. Like, he is my everything.
The blessing, the treasure.
He is my blessing,
dream,
my dream.
The reward, the promise.
The one that gets me through it, the one that is there.
Yeah, the gift.
The gift, everything. He's everything.
Literally.
And I was like, I caught Savannah crying. Like, I had it wrong. But, like, it was...
Not crying that you had it wrong.
Right.
You're crying just
I was
in thankfulness
crying in
him.
Thankfulness of him.
Yeah.
Because, like, what?
He just gets better and better.
He gets better and better. And, like... And it's just awesome to, like, to accept him and, like...
As enough.
And also to just, like, love him so much deeper and, like, grow in love of him. And to see him for who he is clear and clear. like the picture is getting clearer and clearer of his heart. It
keeps wrecking us.
Right? And it keeps wrecking me because it's like, it's showing me everything that I had wrong, but in like the best way.
Yeah, because it's just better and better.
Because it's better and better. Yeah. So it's like, oh my gosh, God, like, and then it just shows how much, how faithful he is that, you know, when, not quite Misha, mm-hmm. but like, you will know.
Yeah.
Like, you will soon know.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just so good. Because we were talking about mourning, and you can go into what you were saying.
And before we go there, just thinking about the verse, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Mm.
And the NLT says, where your treasure is, there your desires of your heart will be also.
And can we talk about desires of your heart?
Yeah.
And how?
Not desires of the flesh. It can be so sneaky. Satan can be so sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
To make us think that these desires are there because God put them there. And yeah, some
like
of them.
Like a husband.
Right.
For all you single people.
Yeah.
That is a desire of your flesh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like that's truth.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Because when he is enough.
Right.
That's the only thing you desire is him.
Right. Even though, like, it'd still be nice, probably.
Oh, yeah.
For you to have his
1,000%. But yeah.
It just puts it in its rightful place.
And I think that's why Paul wished that, like, it is my wish that everyone would remain single. And I think it was, like, noticing the gift of it.
Right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, marriage is a gift. It shows the beautiful picture of the covenant.
Right.
1,000%.
Right.
And I think.
But to be just you and Jesus is a special thing.
Yes.
And I feel like that's what Paul was saying.
Yes.
Because you just have more cares of this life when you get married and mm-hmm. you have a family and all of that.
Yeah.
But I feel like just our understanding of knowing that Jesus is the treasure.
Yeah.
And that. Now I know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I know that he has my heart. And, like, now you know that he has your heart. Mm. And we're seeing what his heart is like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just been, like... And this is part of it. So, blessed are those who mourn. So, Jesus, in Isaiah 53, is described as being a man of many sorrows and acquainted with grief.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Brayden was saying, I don't think it's just talking about, like, grief or, like, hard times mourning. Mm. It's talking about when you realize that everything's not okay.
Mm.
The Bible says, I don't know where it says, that their bountiful table has become a snare. And making them think that all is well. So, like, that's why, like, you know, it's talked so many times about, like, you know, rich people can't, it's hard for them to mm-hmm. receive the kingdom. Not that it's bad to be rich, but just like when your life is good and you have no need,
yeah,
it's hard to receive the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And because they just think everything's good because their life is good and everything's good. But when we receive God's heart, we realize everything is not good.
Mm.
Like, he is good, mm-hmm. but everything here is not fine. Like, people are dying. This world is passing away.
Yeah.
All of the earthly things are passing away. And people are going after earthly things as their reward. And that is all the reward that they will ever get is earthly things. And now, like, when we're seeing the beauty of Jesus being the reward, like, the eternal reward that lasts, like, it's just, like, this... It is, like, a heaviness, but then it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Mm.
Because we have the Holy Spirit, and he is our comforter. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like, oh, well, this is heavy. You got to be heavy all the time. Like, no, he's our comforter.
Yeah.
But it keeps our perspective right.
Yeah. That also just, like, reminded me, again, of, like, through my grandpa's passing, like, the metaphor of it all.
Like, that earthly things are passing away.
Earthly things are passing away, but yet you will be comforted. And it also gives his heart, like, how much more does he feel for a child, for one of his childs that doesn't,
mm-hmm.
like...
Right, because your grandpa is sleeping.
Right.
He's just resting.
He is resting.
Right, but yeah, but mm-hmm. like, his kids that don't know him and...
And so it's just, like, getting a heart for the one.
Yeah. Oh, the one. Man, that's a whole nother episode we gotta do about yeah. the one.
The one.
Who would have thought to go after the one?
Not me. I was thinking a thousand.
The numbers. Yeah, why start with one when we could, like, right. go for one?
Let alone start with myself.
Literally. No. But, yeah, so let's take a look at all the times that blessed is mentioned in the New Testament.
Okay, what we got?
And see if any of them have to do with earthly things.
Okay, go.
The things that we have said are good things. Blessed is the one who is not offended by Jesus. Those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Blessed are you when the Father reveals truth to you rather than flesh and blood. Mm. That's a huge one. That's like your revelation. Like when you receive something from the Lord rather than someone teaching it to you, mm-hmm. like nothing compares. No. Because like when you hear him say it, like...
Right.
Jesus is blessed, God. Blessed are the servants who stay awake and are ready for the master to return. Blessed are those who inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus blesses the fish and the bread and the people. Blessed are those who hear the word and keep it. Blessed are you when people cannot repay you.
Oh, here we go.
Blessed are you when you wash one another's feet and the servant that knows he's not greater than his master. Mm. Those who believe and have not yet seen. Those who know that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Those who are righteous apart from works. Wow. That's a good one. Yeah, who just receive righteousness as a gift and aren't working for it. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, those whose sins are covered, those whose sin is not counted against them. Those who do not pass judgment on themselves, who walk in faith. So it's talking about, like, people who eat the food sacrificed to idols or, like, food that's been defiled or whatever. Like, people that can just, in faith, know that, like, nothing defiles them. Not even judging themselves, because God's not judging us. We're blessed in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. Blessed are those who remain steadfast under trial. For when they stand the test of time, they will receive the crown of life. Those who look into the law of liberty, not the law of the old covenant, the law of liberty and freedom, and are a doer who acts, not a hearer who forgets. Blessed are those who are steadfast, those who suffer for righteousness, those who are insulted for the name of Christ, those who die in the Lord, those who keep their garments on, their marriage garments, those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and those who wash their robes so that they have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. So I have, like, if just reach out on Instagram if you want, like, this whole list. I might have even skipped a few, but I have, like, the Bible verses referenced and stuff. But that's, like, literally every time. Minus, like, duplicates.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, blesses the fish, like, multiple times, you know. But, like, none of them.
Yeah.
None of them have to do with anything physical or material.
Which is just wild. Like, I mean, just for you, but, like, where did we go wrong?
Because, so this is where it gets, where Satan is sneaky. And because it sounds like a noble thing to go to God for blessings.
Mm.
But what this reveals is that, at least for me, I was not going to God for any of the blessings. I could have cared less about those. That's why I didn't want to read the Beatitudes. Mm-mm. I was going to God for good things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it puts it in its rightful place, it exposes your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know, like, if everything that you're praying about all the time is about good things, that's how it was for me. Yeah, every worship song was about God's going to come through for me. He's going to bring me a house. He's going to bring me this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah.
All the material.
All his promises are yes and amen. Right. Oh, I'm getting me that car.
Yeah.
Yes and amen.
And the promise was Jesus.
Yeah.
Because it says that promise was fulfilled with a resounding yes, which was Jesus. Wow.
So.
It's gotten so off. But yeah, so it sounds noble to go after God for blessings, but if you realize you're just going after him for good things, you know.
And it's easy, and you know. Like, I think because there's a distinguish now, mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. you know what's, like, oh, this is Earth. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
And it's not something, like, if someone does feel like they've been going after God for good things, I don't want them to be like, okay, I'm going to stop praying.
No, because same. I was doing that.
It's like, when you just go after him for his heart,
yeah,
those things fall away.
Yeah.
It's not something you try for. Nothing in the spirit
no.
is something you try for. It just falls away. Like, the desire for things falls mm-hmm. away.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Erin, which I'm sure she'll be on the podcast soon enough, but she was talking about just like driving through nice houses and how like her mind used to like always go to like dreaming about how someday maybe they could have a nice house. Yeah. And then she was driving after like receiving this revelation and was like crying because she realized that she didn't have that desire anymore. She just had contentment for where she was. And so like that's the perfect example, because she didn't go after, you can't go after contentment. It's something you receive.
Yeah.
And it just comes from knowing him and receiving his heart and receiving his love.
Yeah. Knowing that he is enough for you. Because yeah. he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is.
He is. He's more than enough.
Mm-hmm. He's the only way, because
yeah.
everything else is fading away. It's passing away.
Yep.
Only what is eternal is what remains. Mm-hmm. And that's what the kingdom of heaven is. When he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here.
Yeah.
Like Jayla said, like, it is here because he is here. The kingdom of heaven, like, is not something we're waiting for. It's here. It's him. Receive him. Like, have you received him? Is he enough? With or without the good things?
And before it would have been no.
Oh, for sure.
But I would have said yes.
I would have said, I hope so.
I would have said yes.
Yeah, but in my heart, I know it's I hope so.
It is a no.
Yeah.
And then you almost, like, reverse, like, try to reverse psychology God. I was like that.
How so?
I know God will come through for me.
Right. Like, he's a good father. Nothing bad yeah. is ever going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. Which he is a good father.
Those were always my thoughts. Like, yeah. God's going to come through, because why wouldn't he give me these things?
Right. But that shows that your security was in having to have those things.
Exactly.
Or for me, like, having to know that, like, my life, my kids' lives, my husband's life is safe and secure and nothing's ever going to happen to them. And, like, obviously it's not God's will for anything to ever right. happen to them. But, like, when I was, like, being set free of this, I realized that I had expectations on God to keep my life a certain way, which looked like nothing ever happening to my husband or my kids, and making sure we always have somewhere to live, we always have enough food, we always have enough money. Like, I needed those things from God to be okay. And if any of those were taken away, like, I would have not been okay. I would have not been okay, and I would have been mad at God.
Yeah.
And so that showed that my heart was in those things rather than God. And what he could
do for you.
Yes.
As if he hasn't done.
Right. And then when I was reading the Beatitudes, just realizing, like, these are for someone in the storm. And yeah. it's Jesus saying that he is enough, even if something were to happen to my kids or my house or money or, like, any of that. Mm-hmm. And God is a good father, he no matter what. He is such a good
father.
Yeah, even if something were to happen, it doesn't change the fact that he is good. He is a good father. He didn't do it to me.
Yep.
It wasn't his will.
Yep.
But he is there with me, and he will prove himself to be enough in mm-hmm. those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Jayla, she's the one who we had speak at the retreat. You can listen to her podcast on yes. the Death to Life podcast. But she has always said, like, something could happen to my husband, my kids, and I'd be fine. And I would always be like, I hope I'll be fine if something ever happened. Mm-hmm. But now I know it. Like, I have that assurance. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, if one day my family was hit by a semi, it's the same as any other day. Like, I'll be mourning yeah. and crying, but the day is the same because he is in me. Nothing has changed between me and him.
Yeah.
And so,
yep.
like, it's, the day is still today
yep.
where Jesus is still enough.
Yep.
No matter if your worst case scenario thing happened.
The reason he is a good father is not based upon
the
good things
that you have or don't have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, not only are we blessed, but you're more blessed when you don't have. you're more blessed when you, like we're all equally blessed, but you know, like you get to experience mm-hmm. that utmost bliss, that state of utmost bliss and supreme blessedness in the trials. If we never go through the trials, then everything's just good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're already blissful. So, like, it's harder to understand what that is. Like, here's another verse. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing. Doesn't find a blessing. Mm-mm. Finds a good thing. Yeah. And I guess we should clarify that the blessings of the Old Covenant were material things. Because people could be like, wait, what are you talking about? We're talking about the blessings of the New Covenant.
Yes.
Blessings of the Old Covenant were very much so material, and they benefited to the flesh because those people were living in the flesh and God had to appeal to the flesh so that they would follow him. But now he's given us a new heart, and so we live by the Spirit, and so our blessings are for the Spirit. And now we live like the birds of the air who don't sow nor reap, but God takes care of our needs.
Okay. I said, we're blessed because of him.
Yeah.
He is the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not blessed because of what you have.
Yeah.
You're blessed because of him.
Yeah.
He is the blessing. I'm just thinking about what people are going to, how they're going to hear this.
I mean, if anything, it's free. Like, it's, I mean, I guess that's how I don't know. I'm just different.
Like, yeah. And then people that, that know the blessings of the Old Covenant.
If I'm poor, I'm poor.
Yeah.
Like, because it shows where your heart is. Like, if those are your responses to, if your first response is to offend the things of the flesh, I have nothing to say to you. Because it's just like, I know where you stand.
Right.
And, like, there's no, I can't argue, I'm not going to argue.
Right.
Because it
I'm not coming after your stuff.
No. You can have that. If right. if you want it that bad, take it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
that's your reward, though.
Yeah. Like, cool. Like, yeah. you. But, for, I mean, for us, like, we can't, there's nothing to say to that, because right now you just need to know that you're loved.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other conversation right. needed to be had.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can tell you right now is you're loved so much. Mm-hmm. And, like, let's start there, because. Yeah.
And that there is a place in freedom where those things will just.
Right.
Not be.
So like, if you're hearing. If you're getting antsy.
Yeah, like, we're coming after your stuff. We're about saying you gotta be poor. No,
about
no
what you got, that. Like.
Yeah.
Just take heed.
Right, like, yeah.
And I think it's a big indicator.
Right.
Take it as an indicator where your heart is.
Yeah.
And it's in the things of this world. And they will pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Your car will die.
The house will crumble in hundreds of years from
your
now.
Your windshield wiper will come off.
True.
Your door handle will fall.
Literally.
That's happened in my cars.
Oh, really? All yeah. the things that have happened. She knows from experience.
Literally.
Yeah.
Your parents will die.
Yeah.
I mean, that went real.
That is real heavy.
But it's true.
Yeah, it is.
It
yeah.
is true. Yep. Like, that's.
Everyone loses them.
Like, that's the state of which other people are going right. through, like, yeah.
So don't have your hope in that, those things.
And that's what my hope was in. My hope was yeah. in my grandparents.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
I say that all the time. Like,
right.
I love them more than anything.
They were very good things.
They were very good things, but they weren't the thing.
Right. And so it's not bad to have good things in your life.
Mm-mm.
We're thankful for them. But the whole meaning of this podcast yes. is just that they're in their rightful place.
Yes.
Not above him.
Yeah. People are gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's it.
Gifts, yeah. Souls so, are eternal.
Souls are eternal.
Souls, I feel like, could be maybe a blessing. I guess it
mm-hmm.
is. Because, I mean, like, it's the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Is the souls.
Yeah.
But yeah, like relationships and all that are good things.
They're good things. Mm-hmm. Don't hear what we're not saying.
Yeah. Like, you can't worry about it too much.
I'm not. I
know. Yeah, we could never upload an episode ever if we were going
to
worry
about it. I'm like, I lost everything to not know that this is not true.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. Would you want to argue with me? I mean, I have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. Everything is gone. Oh my God, it's Jesus.
I always say that too. I'm like, just ask Misha.
She ain't got no money. But it's so true though. And I'm not mad about it either. Like, what we gonna argue about? Yeah.
Like, it's not in a bad way.
No. If anything,
it's in a good way.
I, like, cry.
Yeah.
All, like, it's, like, the one thing that makes me emotional is when I think about him.
And how he's enough.
And how he's just enough. Yeah. He's enough for me.
Yeah. And now when you have more good things added to you in life.
Yeah. They're just good things. They will never amount.
Right. They'll never be in the wrong spot. Mm-hmm. I guess we should end it.
Yeah.
It's getting long. But welcome to season 2. It's getting heavy.
It's getting heavy.
Yeah.
It's getting heavy.
It's good, though. Like, what a privilege to get to know his heart.
Yeah.
Like, we keep saying. Like, when he just shows us more and more of his heart. It's just, like, no wonder we can't see God or we would die. Because, like, he just pulls back the curtain a tiny bit. And we are wrecked. Wrecked. We, like, saw his toenail, and we're like,
his toenail.
I don't know if he has toenails, but
he's got to have toenails.
Yeah, that's like we're Jesus. Made in his image. Jesus does.
Jesus definitely has a toenail.
Yeah, Jesus. I don't know.
You God think they clean?
He was not esteemed by any man. So.
He probably got dirty feet.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll clean them soon.
Yeah. We'll be washing them.
We'll be washing the toes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Anyways. Follow us on Instagram.
At Misha and Sev.
And you can send us an email.
For comments.
Questions,
concerns.
Yeah.
I mean, leave your concerns.
I know. Cast your concerns upon the Lord. But.
Because it's probably more of a burden.
All right. Exactly. We don't need all that. But newlymishandsev@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we love you guys. We'll see you. You will hear our voice. And we will not see you. You won't even see us. You'll hear our voice.
You will hear us soon.
I'm weak.
All right, peace, y'all. Peace and blessings, y'all.